is Summer Norris, and you guys, some of you probably met my husband this past Sunday, David Norris. You guys don't mind showing that picture of my family? I'm just going to stick this in my pocket. Let's do that. But if you don't know anything about me, there they are. So I have the oldest there. He is 14, and he is my shy guy. But when he gets around his friends, he's very, very talkative. Then I have my little lady there, Kendalyn. And she is one that will sing to Jesus everywhere she goes. She sings on the bus about him. I had a teacher call me, and she's like, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but your daughter was talking to the Lord on recess. And then our youngest son, Zayden, he is there, and he is one that just got water baptized, which just blessed my heart last week. And the one on the end, he is 12. That is AJ, Adrian, and pray for him. You know, you have that one that keeps you on your knees unto the Lord. But no, he's our precious son who is totally into basketball, totally into his looks. That's why you got to pray for him. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it is so good to have you joining with us. I have my mommy here. And yes, I am 41 years old, and I still call her mommy. So mommy, can you please stand? She's a little short piece of leather, but she is well put together, as she says. And I just want to say thank you to Pastor Mandy and Pastor Eric. We truly appreciate you. Thank you so much. You guys have some great pastors. It's been so fun. It's been a treasure. They have been a treasure to us, and Pastor Eric can preach the house down. So I can't wait to get him to our church. So, you know. Maybe Pastor David can come here, and then we can have Pastor Eric. But anyway, so tonight I want to talk about the crown of love. But let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, and we are just honored, obviously, to be here with us having ladies' night. But also, God, we thank you, Lord, for who you are. You are a faithful God, and we just thank you, Lord, for your mercies. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for touching our family. And God, we just ask for you to meet us where we are right now. And I pray, Lord, that as I deliver this message that you have for us tonight, God, that I decrease so that you can increase. God, you have to get all the glory, and we want you to get all the glory in all of this. So we just give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, we all say amen. Okay. So I'm talking about crown of love, if you're taking notes. And crown of love, how can I put this into words to make it very simple? I want you to understand, first of all, I'm just going to give you the notes right now. These are just the notes. First of all, we're going to talk about God is love. He is love. And then the second thing is you got to love yourself. So the only way that you can love yourself is if you know that who God is in your life. And then as the commandment says, you know, you love others as you love yourself. So we got to love others. But the only way that we can receive the crown of love is when we receive the crown of thorns, what he did for us on the cross. And so that's what we're going to kind of talk about. We're going to unwrap that just a little bit. But I want to talk about the five love languages before we dive into it. But let's get to our verse. It's 1 John chapter 4. And it's verses 8 through 12, and I am going to be reading from the New Living Translation, and it says this: But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. So talking about, have you ever heard of the five love languages? Do I have any hands? Yeah? Okay. So if those of you who don't know, the five love languages was written by Dr. Gary Chapman, and there's just basically five ways that we can receive love and how we give love. But I want to break it down because this is kind of huge, but before I get to that, I'm kind of skipping through stuff, but before I get to that, please excuse me. I want to talk about this verse. It says, the first part where it says, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. It didn't say anyone who does not receive love does not know God. It says anyone who does not love. So I am a person who does not love the cold. Praise God. I have lived in Indiana all of my life, and I still can't stand it. I believe that the Lord placed me there, and I am still content in Jesus' name. But I just can't stand it. It to the point, it's so bad that during the Pastor's Appreciation Month, our staff got me a robe to wear in the building because I literally have my heater on and I'll have my robe on and I'm in the meetings or I'm in chapel and I'm chilling warm, okay? And so at night, I even told my mom, I forgot my heating blanket. For the love of God, I forgot my heating blanket. So I'll have my heating blanket on, but what I notice sometimes, or I shouldn't say sometimes, but basically all the time, when I put my heating blanket on, there's parts of my body that has absorbed that heating blanket, and there's other parts that haven't absorbed it yet. And so I want us to relate that to our heart with God. There are parts of our heart that have absorbed God. We're loving, but there's other parts in our heart that haven't really absorbed God yet. And so I bring out the five love languages because there's areas in, when we can make that as like a temperature from our, for our heart, there's areas in our heart that maybe haven't really loved yet. Work with me. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Just work with me. Okay, so five love languages. Tell me, who in here loves quality time? Yes, child, I do too. Okay, so my question to you is that usually how we receive quality time, we give quality time. But in our circle, in our friend group or our family, do we actually give that quality time to those who we know like quality time? Do we give that love to them? Do we give quality time to ourselves? Are we loving ourselves in that way? Another one, who loves gifts? Yes, I do too. So, are you one who gives gifts to yourself? Are you loving yourself? Just something to think about. Take inventory right now. Are you loving yourself? Do you give gifts to those who you know in your life loves gifts? What about acts of service? Who loves acts of service? Chad, when I started having them kids, I love some acts of service, okay? Acts of service. Okay, so do we serve others? And then with acts of service, do we allow people to serve us? Are we giving that to ourselves? Another one is physical touch. Who loves physical touch? I'm putting my hand up on all of them because you know what? I told my husband during the marriage conference, we did a marriage conference a couple of months ago, and when they were talking about the five love languages, and I was like, honey, because usually they say you only have two. I told him, I want all five from you, okay? Do not skip me out, okay? So with physical touch, are we hugging our loved ones that need that hug? Because some of us with say gifts or quality time, we don't give the other three away usually. Who loves words of affirmation? Okay, so I'm gonna dance on this one because I have a little hard time with this one. Praise the Lord, help me, Lord Jesus. So words of affirmation is one that I just have a hard time giving to myself. I have a hard time, like, encouraging myself, you know? I really do. And so some of us maybe have a hard time doing that. Maybe it's other things. But those in your life who love words of affirmation, do you give those words of affirmation? So I'm going back to the scripture when it says, but anyone who does not love, if you're not giving the quality time to someone else, if you're not giving quality time to yourself, if you're not giving words of affirmation to someone else, if you're not giving words of affirmation to yourself, these are areas in our heart where maybe we could say, and the scripture says, we don't know God in that area. And so let's get to verse 9. It says this. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. So my first thought is God is love. So God showed how much he loved us. Oh, if I can think like, okay, the way God can show me how much he loves me, a vacation once a month would be lovely, right? Fiji, I mean, come on. Show me how much, let's see, what can we say? You know, maybe someone needs a promotion. Maybe someone's like, hey, I need a house. Like, we're talking about God. We ain't talking about people, okay? We're talking about another level, you know what I'm saying? We're talking to God. Okay, can I get really deep? I'm one that my father passed away when I was 2 years old of cancer. A great way for God to show me how much he loved me was that my father not passed away. Maybe there's some of you out there that maybe you had a loved one that passed away. Maybe you're a widow, like my mom. God, show me how much you love me. Another one could be, unfortunately, I was molested when I was younger. Maybe you were abused physically. God, you could have shown me how much you love me. I'm getting deep, but just work with me. Maybe there's areas in your heart where you're like, a relationship just went haywire. God, it would have been great if you would have protected me from that relationship. God, it would have been great if you could heal me right now. I need your love to show in my body right now. Maybe there's areas in your heart where you do need finances. You're in your ins and out. Maybe there's we just had Mother's Day, so maybe there's a relationship with your mom that's strained, or your father that's strained, or your sister that's strained, or brother, whoever it may be. God, you could have really shown me how much you love me right now. All of that, look at this verse. It says, God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. God can do all of those things, right? Through the cross, he can do all of those things. He can heal, you know, he can heal, he could raise the dead. I'm not saying any of that, but I'm saying right here in this scripture, I'm just going off this scripture, God showed how much he loved us by sending his one only son into this world so that we might have eternal life. So the focus is eternal life. So work with me. Think about our own life right now. And say our life starts here. And say it's like talking about eternity that's just going miles and miles and miles. I don't even know what direction this is, but like, let's just say this is north. Work with me. And it's just going, and I mean past Canada, like just all of eternity, right? But our life starts right here, but really our life starts in this. I'm not gonna spit on y'all, okay? But it's just a vapor. It's so short. And all the heartache is in that p. All the pain is in that p. All the struggle is in that p. But he's talking about eternity of love that he has for us. Eternity of goodness and grace that he has for us. Maybe that relationship that you want, I unfortunately have a relationship that I would really love to be mended in my family, but it's not. And I'm like, Jesus, if it doesn't happen here on earth, I pray that this person gets saved so that we can have it in eternity. But even in this, that's where the decision happens for the eternity. Even in the that's where the contentment can happen regardless of what's taking place. In that what's so beautiful is God says, oh, the thoughts that I have for you, even in this the thoughts that I have for you is so grandiose. It's more than the sand on the seashore. In this it's bigger than all of that. Eternity. He's talking about eternity. I love what it says in the Bible, Romans 8, 38 verses 39. One of my favorites. This is something that I just held on to when I got when I first got saved. And it says, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor depth nor height can separate me from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. God is love. He didn't say he, in this scripture, is not talking about he emphasizes love, he gives love. No, he says he is love. It's so beautiful, and that's something that we got to understand, because in that is where we have to remember the crown of thorns. We have to remember what he did for us on the cross. We have to remember that those thorns that we're taking in this, we can give it and put it back on the cross. Amen? If we go to the next verse, 1 John 4:10, it says, this is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Real love in this scripture, the agape love, it doesn't say about us praying. That's not real love. Real love is not us worshiping. Real love is not us knowing scripture. Real love is not us going to church. Real love is that he loved us. We are the beloved. We are loved by God. You have to acknowledge the crown of thorns so that we can receive the crown of love. You got to know where you came from. You're not stepping in and trying to earn love. You're not trying to prove to God that you love. You're not trying to stand here and be like, oh God, I just hope I don't fail you. It's not about that. He loves you. He will never fail you. He is the healer. You come from healing. You come from a place of peace, because he is the Prince of Peace. A practical step in this is really, we got to renew our mind. The Bible says that do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We got to transform how we think. I tell you this, this is what trips us up, and it ticks me off about the enemy, because he gets on my nerves. But our thoughts, our mind, is not for us to have faith. You know, in this, when I talked about my father passing away and then my mother remarried, my bonus dad passed away in 2021, it's just a lot of pain. In that, my mind is not to reason with God why my loved ones passed away. Hear me, because that's where the enemy, get the Eve out of us. Okay, Eve, girl, we got some words to say to you when we come there. But Eve, because that's where she got jacked up. Can I just pause here for a little bit? This ain't even in my notes, but because if you think about it, the devil, Satan, transformed himself, the invisible threat as he is, doesn't come in as Satan. He comes into another form. Think about that too, not with the horns. And he's like, did God really tell you? Did he really say that? And Eve started talking, started reasoning with her mind to the devil instead of going to the source, instead of going to God. You see what I'm saying? Our mind is not to have faith. Our mind is to agree on God's word. That's why our mind was created. It's our spirit that has faith. Our mind, we take every negative thought into captivity, every dumb devil thought into captivity, and say, no, this is what the word says. Your mind is not saying, oh, why did this happen? How did this happen? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, that is not for your mind. I hope you grab a hold of this. And I'm telling you, I'm not preaching at you. I'm preaching with you, because I still have to remind myself that I need to renew my mind. I have to, every single day, take that thing, those thoughts that are not of God, and I got to put on that belt of truth and remind me, I got to look into the word and grab a hold of what he has. So we have to renew our mind. I love that. Man, take the crown of love because he took the crown of thorns. He wants to get rid of the wrong thoughts. He wants us to get rid of the wrong images of ourselves. There's so many women that I've talked to, and they have bad images of how they look and their body type. The devil's like, he wants us to just do this all the time, and he wants us to fight him, and he wants us to fight each other, except because he's an invisible threat. Instead, we need to be in fight. We need to be fighting him. Amen. So my last, did I even tell y'all the second point? The second point was to love you. Lord Jesus. Praise break. Okay. All right. We gotta love us. And in loving us, is that that's how we need to renew our mind. We have to love God first so that we could see he's our mirror and we could see who he is, because now we know who we are. And then we can love ourselves. Are you giving yourselves quality time? Are you allowing yourself to have space to feel, to get in that, and this is hard, but to get in that pocket of pain? You have to get in that pocket of pain because you need the Holy Spirit to touch it. You need Jesus, you need the crown of thorns to touch that area. Why? Because what we end up doing is we use a God need for a person need. Your friend, your family member, your spouse, your neighbor, your coworker, that's not for them, because you're gonna put expectations on them that they cannot supply. You have to get in your prayer closet. And your prayer closet, let me tell you, them showers is anointed. Them bathrooms is anointed. That car is anointed. I'm telling you, walking is anointed. Wherever your anointing is, get in it, right? Because everyone is different. We can't bottle it up and say, Jesus is only here. No, that's not right. He's everywhere. But you have to get in that place so that you can receive the Holy Spirit. Because I tell you, when you start trying to be around people, okay, when you start getting around people, they gonna irk you, right? And you have these nerves that they get on. But what if God says to you, why do you even have those nerves? What is there? Y'all are hilarious. What is there in you that is making you offended? If you target that and you get into starting off with God as love, God, heal me. There's a part of me that's broken. There's a part of me, why? Because you can't change people, right? So why do we want to control what they're trying to do? We have to get into our prayer closet, shower, you know, car, wherever it is, and receive the crown of thorns, receive that God is love so that we can love us. It's all about loving us. The enemy wants to trick us and make us think that, man, it's like people reject us, and I've been rejected so many times. It's so annoying. And we feel rejected. We don't feel accepted, you know. And it's like, God's like, no, you are the, do you know who you are? Do you know who you're carrying inside of you? You are God's child. You are God's girl. You are God's woman of God. You are a woman of faith. Let me get to the last one. The last point is love others, if I don't even say it. 1 John 4:11-12. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. Remember I talked about the heating blanket. when I'm in my heating blanket and Chad, I get all warm and cozy, and I touch my husband, and he's like, wow, you know, your hand is warm. That's just the same thing with God. When I acknowledge the crown of thorns in my life, and I receive his love for me, and I'm loving me, man, the love of God is so easily poured off into other people. We gotta love others. God is seen by us loving one another. The question is, are we loving through our pain or are we loving from love? Are you coming from a place of bleeding on people? Oh, this is what they did to me. This is how they did this. This is what happened in my life. This is all this. Or are you showing the blood of Jesus to people in your story? Are you showing the crown of thorns in your story? Are you showing the redemption in your story? If you're not, my encouragement is to get and acknowledge the crown of thorns in your life. Because people do not, now don't get me wrong, you go to your pastor, you got a group leader, you got a team leader, you got a counselor, maybe there's someone in your family, a confidant, where you can maybe bleed on them. I'm not saying that because some of us need to vent. I shouldn't say some, all of us. We need to vent, right? We need to get it out. That's vomit. You got to get that stuff out. Vomit will kill you and that stuff. But once you get it out, then you can see God move on your story. Every single person has a story in here. We all need each other's story. There's those of us who, like I said, maybe you're a widow. Maybe you're dealing with depression. Maybe you're dealing with addiction. Maybe you overcome addiction. Maybe you've been divorced. Maybe you're single. Maybe you're married. Maybe you don't even like your kids. And that's real. There's women that come to me and it's like, they're embarrassed. Maybe you had a miscarriage. Maybe you lost your child. We all need each other's story. Because we need to build each other up in our faith. So our story is so important. The last thing is that we gotta be gentle with one another because we don't know what each other is going through. And we have to be able to be a listening ear to one another. So I'm gonna close with this story. And disclaimer, when I look at this story in the Bible, God is not in it. I don't see God at all. So there's things in the Bible that be taking place, and that doesn't mean that God approved it. But if you ever read, I want to say if it's the last chapter in Judges or two, I can't stand this story. This story breaks my heart. Every single time I go through the daily Bible reading every year, and it's the story of when the Benjaminites, unfortunately, raped a person's concubine. And they raped her to death, to the point of death. And her husband basically cuts her body up. She's dead. He's ticked off. And he just delivers it to all of the tribes. And basically, all the rest of the tribes are like, you know, we should kill the Benjaminites. Like, we just need to be done with them. But they end up not killing all of them. I bring that to our attention because there's areas in our life that are maybe in our story that we don't like, that we wish that we never had in our past, or maybe that we're dealing with right now. Is there's parts of our lives that we just don't want to deal with. It's a yucky, ucky part. But God wants to use that, just like how he wanted to use the Benjaminites. And the reason why I say that, because thank God they didn't kill off the Benjaminites, because there was a queen named Esther that was a Benjaminite that God used to save his people. So there's a story in you that God wants you to receive the crown of thorns so that you can deliver that story to other people. Amen? Did you get something out tonight? I hope you did. So if you don't mind bowing your heads, I have to pray. I have to open up the altar for the Lord. And this is just your sweet time with the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to ask any of you who have never received Christ, this is just your personal time with the Lord. And you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or maybe you've had a hard time and you're like, man, I'm coming back to God. I want to ask you to raise your hand to receive Jesus right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you. I see one, two. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give them a hand. You can put your hands down. I'm going to ask you one more question. Those of us, and go ahead and close your eyes one more time. Those of us who we have, there's areas in our heart that we need to receive the crown of thorns in. There's areas in our heart that we need to receive the Holy Spirit. And we want the crown of love. We want to acknowledge that God is love. We want to come from the beloved. And we need to love ourselves and we need to love others. I want you to raise your hand. Thank you. I'm raising my hand with you because I still need more of Jesus too. Thank you. Go ahead and put your hands down. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of every wrong I have done. I ask you to come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Lord, my heart is open to be beloved by you. Lord, help me see that I'm a child of God, that I am accepted, that I am healed, that I am forgiven, that I am redeemed, that I'm a daughter, I'm a prayer warrior. In Jesus' name. If you believe that Jesus heard that prayer, go ahead and give him a hand clap of praise, because he did. He did. He did.